92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
Everybody knows that the best place to meet somebody isn't the coffee shop or online.
Really? Okay.
It's club traffic. A lot of people sitting in club traffic right now. Yeah. Bunch of people sitting around, hot, bored, ready for action. And that's where Jamie met the girl that he wants to call today. Her name is Mackenzie. I guess he met her in traffic, which is impressive. What's up, Jamie? How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good. I've actually tried to meet somebody in traffic before. And anytime I've looked at a girl who's been next to me driving, I try to get her attention somehow. And you can always tell that she knows I'm looking at her because she will not look away from the road.
Yeah, she does.
And I have never been able to do it. So what's your trick, Jamie?
You got to be persistent.
Okay.
I don't know that that's a good trick to give.
You just keep honking. No, you just keep honking.
Is that what you did? You just honked at her a bunch and then you guys...
I just kept honking at her. Eventually, they're going to look.
Okay.
Okay, but the thing is, like, I've been hit on in traffic and someone held up a sign with their phone number on it. Like, but what does honking do? How do you make that work?
Well, how it worked with me was we were in traffic. We weren't moving. I was honking at her. I got her to roll down her window. And then I told her that I liked what her license plate said. And she was like, what? And I was like, yeah, I like what your license plate said. She's like, what does my license plate say? I said, it says that we should go out sometime.
I'm actually giving you points for that one.
And that worked.
Yeah, it worked this time.
All right, so in the past, I guess it hasn't worked for you.
You've tried this before?
Did you get her number right there in traffic, or did you guys pull over and have a conversation?
Well, I gave her my number.
Okay.
I shouted my number to her, and then she texted me.
Oh, all right. Cool.
Okay.
So what did you guys actually do when you went out?
Well, we went to a bar, you know, had some drinks, some appetizers. We were just getting to know each other.
Now, were you nervous? Because when you meet somebody online, at least you know kind of what their interests are and stuff before you go into this. You knew nothing about her, right?
I knew she was hot. I knew that for a fact.
That's all you really need to know sometimes.
Okay.
So did she seem into you on the date? I mean, I know she's not calling you back now, but do you think she was enjoying herself?
I mean, yeah, we were having a great time. You know, we were laughing, we were talking, and then there was this guy at the bar, really drunk guy that fell off the bar stool, and we both cracked up laughing at that. And then I kept imitating him falling off the bar stool, which just made her laugh even more.
Were you literally falling off your bar stool, making fun of this guy?
Yeah, I was.
Yeah.
All right. Did anything else happen other than the guy falling off his bar stool and entertaining you?
Well, I mean, we were eating appetizers, and she said she was finished. And I said, no, you're not. And she's like, yeah, no, I am. And I was like, no. And I grabbed her spoon, and I licked it.
What?
Whoa!
Why would you do that? What? I don't get that.
I'm a funny guy. It's timing. It was perfect. You had to be there.
Trust me.
It was funny.
Did she laugh?
Did she laugh at it?
Yeah, she laughed at it. I mean, maybe not as hard as the bar stool thing, but she thought it was funny.
Okay.
I don't.
So, how did everything end with you guys?
So, the weirdest thing happened. Towards the end of the night, her friend shows up at the bar, and we were both really surprised. And so her friend said that she needed help with something immediately, and that, you know, so she said that she had to go and help her friend out.
Oh.
So her friend randomly showed up to the bar that you were at and said that she needed help with something.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
You realize how that sounds, right?
Like she set it up.
Yeah, it sounds like she used her friend, like she made the 911 call that she needed to bail.
No. I would know that. I would know if... No. No, I saw the surprise on her face when her friend showed up. She didn't know she was coming.
Okay.
And what was the last thing you two said to each other before she rushed out to help her friend?
I just said, hey, I'll text you. She said, yeah, see you in traffic.
See you in traffic?
That's not exactly like, yeah, I can't wait to go out again. You realize that, right, Jamie?
That was a joke, you know, about how we met.
How many times have you tried to get a hold of her, Jamie?
Let me see, about three, four times?
Three, four times. And have you heard anything back at all?
I have not.
So why do you think she's not calling you back?
Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe she's busy or maybe she found somebody funnier, which I doubt is possible, but whatever.
All right. Yeah. Well, play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, okay?
All right.
All right, man, just hang on.
92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
I'm looking forward to this phone call for the second date update today. If you're just joining us, we are in the middle of a second date update. Jamie is on the phone, and we're about to call the girl that he went out with named Mackenzie. The way their night ended was Mackenzie's friend randomly showed up to the same bar they were at, had an emergency, and got Mackenzie to leave with her. And Jamie is convinced that it was all just a big coincidence. We all say that she obviously texted a friend of hers to come to the bar and rescue her because she wasn't enjoying the date. Jamie, are you ready to find out if she did set that whole thing up or if you're right?
She did not set that up.
Okay. Are you sure?
I am telling you, she was genuinely surprised. You know how I know that it was a coincidence that her friend showed up and she was genuinely surprised? But she made this noise when she saw her.
No, that sounds staged, Jamie. Even that noise sounds staged.
Like,
No,
that's somebody who's really surprised. They're really caught off guard.
Okay, yeah. So she gasped when she saw her friend, and that's how you know it's legit.
Yes.
All right, well, I'm going to dial her phone number right now and see why she's not getting back to you, okay?
Okay, let's get to the bottom of this.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is Mackenzie there?
This is me, hello.
Hey, Mackenzie, how are you? This is Jubal. I host a radio show called Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Oh, okay. Hi. Why are you calling?
Hi, Mackenzie.
Well, I'm calling because one of our listeners actually sent us an email about you.
Oh, that's weird.
It was somebody who is a big fan of yours and would love to hang out with you, but you're not calling him back after you guys went on a date.
Oh.
Have you been on a lot of dates recently or?
No, not really. I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Is his name Jamie?
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah, you got it right. Yay. Jamie emailed us because he said that you guys went out on a date and he had a great time, but now you're not calling him back, so he can't figure it out. And he was wondering if we could get you on the phone and find out why.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Do you mind telling us?
I don't know. Kind of weird date, I guess you could say, in the category of weird dates. Yeah.
Really?
He seems a little strange.
Yeah.
What was the weirdest thing about Jamie?
He just, you know, he's one of those guys who just tries to make you laugh, like, a lot. And when we first met, I thought he was funny because we were in traffic and he started honking at me.
He told us how you guys met. He was in traffic, honked at you and used some cheesy pickup line?
Yeah, it was actually funny, though. I talked about my license.
I actually gave him points for that because it was a pickup line that was obviously cheesy, but not creepy.
Yeah, and it was kind of creative, you know, like no one ever done that before. So I was like, oh, that's interesting. So I thought, why not? I'll go out with this guy and see what he's all about. And I found out what he was all about.
Okay, that sounds so positive when you say it like that.
Sounds like you didn't like what Jamie is all about.
No, not really.
Okay, so what is Jamie all about?
He's too much, honestly. Like, he kept doing this thing where he would imitate this guy, like, who fell out of his chair. And it was kind of funny. But then he kept doing it. Yeah. He did it like 6 or 7 times in a row.
I had a feeling even when he was telling us that story that it was overkill.
Yeah. And did he tell you about his impressions?
No. He didn't tell us anything about impressions.
Who knew he was an impressionist?
Oh, yeah. Really great, awkward impressions that are not at all like the people that they're supposed to be. Like, he did President Obama and James Bond and Morgan Freeman. But, get this. Like, President Obama didn't sound like anything like him at all. And Morgan Freeman, he just, like, lowers his voice a little bit. And James Bond, nothing changed at all.
Nothing changed.
Hello there. I am Jameson Bond.
Yeah. Every impression he did sounded just like himself.
Because they were really bad?
No, they were the worst that I've ever heard. They were terrible.
Michelle and I welcome you to the White House.
What?
Oh, it's President Obama on the phone.
What the hell is going on?
Well, Mackenzie, I was waiting to tell you this, but Jamie is actually on the other line listening.
Or the president.
Or, yeah, it could be President Obama who just broke into our conversation. I don't know, but...
Did you hear that, Mackenzie? That was President Obama listening in.
Oh, gosh. Wow. Oh.
I'm Bond. Yeah. James Bond.
Jamie, that doesn't, there's like...
Jamie, what are you doing on the phone?
Because I didn't know how to get a hold of you. I couldn't get you to call me back or text me back.
Oh, my God. I don't know what to say to you, Jamie. This is really weird.
I just don't understand. I mean, you were laughing at all of my impressions. I mean, you didn't say anything.
But...
Come on. Come on, that Obama, you couldn't tell the difference.
No, it's not about any of your horrible impressions. It's about the whole night and how you didn't stop. Going.
Right, I didn't stop because you were laughing. Why would I stop? You were laughing.
I was trying to be polite and nice.
No.
No.
Jamie, yes.
I mean, she's saying
Jamie.
It. How can you say no and disagree with her when it's Mackenzie herself telling you this?
I know genuine laughter when I hear genuine laughter. She thought I was funny.
Yeah, but Jamie, I mean, the point of a first date is to get to know each other, right? So if you're on the whole time, Mackenzie doesn't ever get a look at who you really are.
Exactly.
Do you know who this is? The penguins are marching along the ice. Huh?
What? I don't get
no,
it.
Hey, Jamie, who was that?
Come on. It's Morgan Freeman.
How is that Morgan?
Oh, the penguin.
What?
Got it, Jamie. You know what? I recognized the voice because I was like, dude, I know where it's from. It was just on the tip of my tongue.
Oh, my God.
Right? Right, it's Morgan Freeman, huh?
Yeah.
Jamie.
And he's always doing that at the end of a sentence, is going like, eh.
Jamie, that is like, has anyone ever told you that you're good at those in your life?
I don't have to have anyone tell me. I hear their laughter when I do them. That's how I know they're funny.
Oh, man.
That's mad. You be,
hey, don't get it.
Just keep doing you, man. You know funny.
Oh. Right?
I do know funny. And Mackenzie knows I was funny. There's just some other reason she's not telling you the truth.
Yeah, that's
really
it.
So you're saying that Mackenzie is lying to us and using the fact that she didn't think you were that funny as an excuse.
Yeah, so Mackenzie, what's the real reason? Come on.
I don't think you can handle the truth.
Oh. No. I can handle the truth. Hey, who was that? Who was that?
We don't know.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
You can handle the truth. Come on.
I think it's you can't even. Okay.
Come on, it's Jack Nicholson.
Oh.
Like you didn't know. Come on.
I know.
Yeah.
Hey, Jamie, we're just all liars. Everybody's kind of screwing with you right now. Your impressions are really good.
You are so evil, dude.
You're doing a great job.
Why are you feeding that?
I hear the laughter, so obviously I'm funny and it's good.
Exactly. Like every time you do it, we're cracking up.
No.
Exactly.
All right.
No.
Before we let this whole thing come to an end, I do have to ask Mackenzie something. Mackenzie, would you like to go on a second date with Jamie? We will pay for it. Jamie and all of his personalities.
I would love to go out with somebody else, anybody but Jamie.
Oh, no.
Oh, well, how about you go out with Stewie, a baby.
Family Guy?
What?
Stewie.
That's Stewie from Family Guy, isn't it, Jamie?
Yes, you got it.
Yeah.
No.
Spot on. Jamie, you are impressive, dude. Hey, we're going to keep your phone number in case we ever need to use you for something, all right?
That's awesome, but hey, it's not free.
Hey,
you're charging.
For the type of work
that
you do, we'll pay for that voice work. Don't worry about it. You're good. Mackenzie, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Jamie, you take care, man, and don't worry. You're going to be okay.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Wow.
See, you got it.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.